Ian Dale at Drive on LBC.
It's 9 minutes to six here on LBC. Earlier today, I had an email from Simon Marks, because we like to correspond with each other from time to time, LBC's US correspondent, and he was talking about what's happening in the States at the moment with Donald Trump and James Comey and all the rest of it. And I just cheekily replied to him. There are echoes of 1973 here. Sort of, you can almost imagine Donald Trump saying, my country needs to know that their president is not a crook. And I remember Richard Nixon saying that. Now, I'm not necessarily thinking that we're in for another Watergate here, but there are signs that, as Simon has just tweeted, the wheels are coming off the Trump train. Simon, very good evening.
Good evening to you, Ian.
Now, I imagine there's been some antics in Washington today.
There have indeed been antics. We're about to get some more antics, because any second now we're going to see the first clips of an interview that Donald Trump has given at the White House to NBC News. And this is the first time he sat down with an American television interviewer since that decision to fire James Comey, the FBI director, earlier in the week. He's got fresh problems, because over the course of the last couple of hours, the acting FBI director, a career FBI agent by the name of Andrew McCabe, has directly contradicted the White House. Take a listen to what the White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said just 24 hours ago about the reasons for President Trump's decision to fire James Comey.
The president, over the last several months, lost confidence in Director Comey. And most importantly, the rank and file of the FBI had lost confidence in their director.
The rank and file, FBI agents all over the country, and the White House has repeated this like a mantra for the past 48 hours. The rank and file had lost confidence in Director Comey, and that's one of the reasons why he had to go. Which is why it's very surprising that the acting director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, had this to say on Capitol Hill this morning.
Director Comey enjoyed broad support within the FBI, and still does to this day.
Broad support, and he went on to describe it as deep support, and he said that he personally respected James Comey, the ousted FBI director, whose firing was blamed by the Trump team on what President Trump has characterized as his mishandling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. The Democrats and some Republicans now are clearly of the view that there is more to James Comey's firing than that. The Democrats claim it was an attempt to obstruct justice, because James Comey was very much the fulcrum in terms of the investigation into possible ties between Donald Trump's campaign team last year and the Russians during the presidential election campaign. And on that issue, acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe had more bad news for the White House.
The work of the men and women of the FBI continues despite any changes in circumstance, any decisions. So there has been no effort to impede our investigation to date. Quite simply put, sir, you cannot stop the men and women of the FBI from doing the right thing, protecting the American people and upholding the Constitution.
Calls are growing for the appointment of a special prosecutor to probe possible ties between the Trump team and the Russians. And I think the overriding situation here, Ian, is that events are now spinning out of Donald Trump's control. You've got these hearings taking place today on Capitol Hill, more due to take place next week, more witnesses being called, a subpoena being issued to the former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, a real sense that this is now spinning out of the president's personal orbit.
I mentioned Watergate a few moments ago. Now, there aren't too many parallels here yet, but one of the great differences between Richard Nixon and President Trump is that Nixon knew his way around Washington. Mm. He was the arch political operator. Now, some would say that was his downfall in many ways. Now, Donald Trump is not well-versed in the ways of Washington. He's not an arch political operator, and his naivety and innocence in these matters isn't going to do him any good, is it?
No. Naivety and innocence compounded by the fact that he doesn't seem to know what he doesn't know. You know, when Barack Obama left the Oval Office, the advice he gave to Donald Trump, both publicly and privately, was the most important thing you find out as a president is what you don't know. In interview after interview, there's an astonishing interview that Donald Trump has given to The Economist that they published a few hours ago. Another astonishing interview that he gave to Time magazine that they published a few hours ago, both of them before he fired the FBI director. He's absolutely confident that he knows more about healthcare than anybody else in the city. Remember on the campaign trail he said he knew more about Iraq than the generals knew. He doesn't know what he doesn't know, and he's falling afoul of that, and sometimes doing it as a result of his now incessant and out-of-control activity on social media. You know, Bill O'Reilly, no longer the host of Fox News, said many months ago that he believed Donald Trump's Twitter feed would be the man who's now president's undoing. And there's every sign that Donald Trump has not heeded that message in any way.
Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent. Back